This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on border security.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is John Cowan, and I am the mayor of the city of Brownsville. Mr. President, thank you for visiting our beautiful city, the largest city in the Rio Grande Valley. I believe I speak for all of the elected officials here when I say it's an honor to have you here. We stand united in our commitment to protect our communities, secure our border, and uphold our values. I'm a member of the South Texas Alliance of Cities, a group of mayors from South Texas communities. We work in partnership with the federal government, local law enforcement, and nonprofits to address the challenges created by the border issue. We understand the complexities, the diversity of thought on possible solutions, and the compelling need to ensure that immigration is not a wedge issue. As local leaders, we are responsible for our communities, our safety, and well-being. We cannot play politics with this. I am proud of the work we have done in Brownsville to help people entering the country. Our approach, called the Brownsville Model, is as compassionate and humane as it is efficient. It prioritizes dignity and care. For 2 years in a row, Brownsville has been named one of the 20 safest cities in America. Mr. President, all of us here are overworked and understaffed. In Brownsville, we have assisted over 240,000 migrants since 2021. Our population is just below 200,000. From El Paso to San Antonio to Brownsville, we all need help. So do our federal partners. We cannot afford to wait. We need to pass the Senate's promising bipartisan border bill that you have championed. We've studied it, and it will give cities critical resources to respond humanely to the migrant challenge. Thank you for your leadership. It's a big deal to have the President of the United States in the Rio Grande Valley. And thank you all for visiting beautiful Brownsville, Texas. Thank you.